Good morning. It's day 15 and the final day of my mowathon. I'm now north of Brora, just, according to the sat-nav, 58.2 miles from John O'Groats, but according to some road signs, a further 5 miles. So I'll have to wait and see when I get there, but certainly around the 60-mile mark now to the end. I'm currently sat on the A9. You can probably hear the traffic. It's very sparse, the traffic. I imagine as I get more north and nearer the end that the traffic's going to pretty much disappear. I'm overlooking the North Sea. It's literally just, I don't know, 500 metres away. Although I've been closer since I've left Brora. I can see showers. Heavy showers over the sea, like stair rods coming down. In front of me, the hills are shrouded in mist. Weather forecast is for heavy, squally showers, some sunshine. It's pretty nippy. I haven't looked at the temperature, but I'd have said it's probably only about 5 degrees or so. So I'm going to press on. Really looking forward to getting to the end, but also at the same time very sad that the adventure's over. I've had my moments where it's been difficult, but on the whole I've enjoyed this so much, and what's made it even more special is the support I've had from everybody that's following me on Twitter via text, email, the personal messages, even the phone calls. I haven't felt alone, although I'm sort of travelling solitary. I've had people there all the way. It's very much a team mowathon, not just a Phil Voice mowathon. Thanks very much, everybody. I will do an audio boo and some photographs when I get to the destination. And don't forget, it's so easy to donate. I don't want to sound patronising, but you never know when you might need help, and it's certainly not a weak thing to do to ask, and Perennial are there to help. I first got involved when a lady called Lindsay Churchill joined the network, and she told some stories, obviously confidential, but she told them in public on the network about people who were in trouble for no fault of their own, for different reasons. And of course, there's the public one that John Foley, the Young Gardener of the Year, he was quite happy for them to tell the story. His father became ill and Perennial helped him with his driving lessons so that he could drive the delivery van. Just like you and me, there's ordinary people out there who need help from time to time. You might not feel giving a donation at this moment in time is helping you, but you never know. If you do, it buys your ticket to ask for advice in a way. I remember Angela Lambert of Q-Lawns said on Landscape Juice Network that she'd suffered herself in the past, and by donating to the marathon, she said that she felt that by paying some money, she knew that she had somebody there to help if indeed she needed it in the future. There are some very big businesses, I've been told, and again in confidence, some very high profile figures in our landscape and horticultural industry who have asked for help. And, you know, nobody should be ashamed if they have to. So please dig deep. We've passed the £5,000 mark now. We're £5,111.50. I know we've raised the profile enormously. We've had national coverage, regional coverage, television. We've been in the Guardian newspaper. We've been in the local newspapers. We've had reporters stop, photographs. Lots of people tweeting and retweeting. So please, go to justgiving.com/mowathon and make a donation, however small. It would be really appreciated. Not just to help us reach the target, but just to help support people in need. Thanks very much. See you at the top.